Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
Dad, you tell me about...
Sextastic Tuesday.
You want to know about the... sex.
Yes!
Gorgeous girls gorging themselves on big, hot cocks.
You get to be fucked by the floor.
I can't think of very many things that would make me lose my boner faster.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
Fried big pussy.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim of the James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition. Got a great program for you. Brand new Sextastic Tuesday. How about that? It's a short one, though, which may or may not be a good thing when you find out the subject matter. But I got to say thanks to DV listener Billy. Billy sent this in. Little four-year-old Billy from Nantucket. Thank you, Billy. Billy is a Cub Scout, and he's working hard to get that erotic fiction badge. So thank you very much, Billy, for sending this story. And let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's sextastic.
All right, here we go, Sextastic Tuesday. I know you're all excited, waiting in anticipation. Your pants are around your ankles. Cock in position. Just waiting flaccidly in your hand to start pumping. I'd hold off on that for a second, though. "Get over here, you whippersnapper," he said. Marge stood over him, her ancient wrinkled breast hanging down to her waistline. Okay, and those pants around your ankle, I'm sure, are working their way back up. Gonna be buttoned and zipped. Gonna pass on that jerk-off session. Okay, good. All right, back to the story here. "I never thought in all my years I'd have a chance to suck on such big titties." Menopause had caused some hairs to grow in the cleft between her bosoms. His eyesight was failing, so this really made no difference to him as he dragged his enormous ball sack over her chest in order to stick his still flaccid dick on her mouth. Arnold, you see, was 86 and as horny as ever. He moved over to the small bedside table. There lay a pile of Viagra he crushed up earlier. He rolled up a $100 bill and took a straight shot to his nose. He stood for a moment, feeling his cock grow and fingering his now loose asshole. Ew. Now that he was fully erect, his cock looked like a pepperoni stick, liver spots marking their territory all the way up and down his member like clusters of tourists on the Great Wall of China. Except in this case, we're talking about the great cock of Arnold. Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, he remembered the days when he used to play for his college baseball team. Those were the good old days. After the game, they'd all shower together, their big cocks flopping around as they walked in. Wow, this story just got a whole lot gayer. It went from zero to fag in 3 seconds. They would often clean each other. They would play all sorts, which, you know, is hotter than the idea of, you know, the floppy tits and the low-hanging balls and the hair on her breasts. All right. They would play all sorts of games, like shooting their ejaculate over one another. Is there a name for that game, or do they just say, "Hey, it's time to play shoot your ejaculate over one another. Yay, fun." So yes, they would often clean each other with their semen. Embarrassed, he shut his liver-spotted dick in Mini-Fridge's door to punish himself. Okay. Did Corey write this story? Because there are a lot of details here that make it very, you know, Bud Fudge Sunday-esque, I guess. All right. He turned towards Marge. Her vagina looked like a kitten. Oh, teeth and all. Oh. Arnold looked magnificent, his old cock standing erect, defiant of God's will, hair sticking out of his ears and nose. He prepared to give Marge the time of her life. I've got a newsflash for you. She doesn't have much time, so you better get on with this whole sexin' thing. All right, so yes, he's going to give Marge the time of her life. This task would be difficult given the length of her life. Okay, he made the same joke. It would be one last hurrah, if you will. Arnold climbed into the lift elevator attached to the bed and pulled a Mr. Werther's out of his fanny pack. He slid it into her waiting crotch taco and prepared to eat her liverwurst. As he was licking her wrinkly, low-hanging lips, He would have to take a break every 5 minutes to take a hit off the oxygen machine. "Keeps me fresh," he would yell each time. Marge was sad because every time she used her machine after that, she would be smelling her own horizontal fish cake for a week. Okay. Arnold loved the way the toffee treat tasted. "It's no use," Marge yelled. "I can't feel shit anyways." Arnold would be damned if he didn't finish his Werther's, though. It cost him 17 cents, after all. What a waster Marge was. Arnold thought back to the time when he worked at Mr. Smith's Corner Store, when he was 19. They would get most of their work done in the morning. At around 2 or 3, Arnold and Mr. Smith... Oh, God, here comes some more gay shit. This is the gayest story involving old straight people. You know what I mean? All these flashbacks are very homoerotic. All right, around 2 or 3, Arnold and Mr. Smith would go into the back supply closet when business was slow, and they would see who could fit a banana farther into their mouth. Mr. Smith would often impress Arnold by shoving an entire Snickers bar down his throat, and he only threw up once. Anyways, after he finished his Mr. Werther's, isn't it just called Werther's? It's not Mr. Werther's, it's Werther's Original. Whatever. After he finished his Werther's, Arnold was ready for some fun. Marge prepared by dumping about a liter of flaxseed oil into Mrs. Sphincter's next-door neighbors. Okay. Arnold entered her as cheap steak enters a sausage grinder. The room was filled with the sound of 60 grit sandpaper against a wooden spoon. Arnold's hip protested to the continuous thrusting as he fucked Marge for all he was worth. Crack, crack, crack. After a while, Marge began to look frightened. "Who are you? What are you doing to me? Where am I?" Arnold didn't want to be caught, so he put a pillow over her face before she could make any more noise. "I'm fucking you, whore," he said. Okay. He'd gotten into trouble the week before for taking advantage of the Alzheimer's patients, and he didn't want to be chastised again. Arnold finished, leaving Marge in her bed. Asleep, or possibly dead, he didn't care. He popped a Mr. Werther's into his mouth and left, victorious. Walking back to his room, he stopped at the top of the stairs, savoring his conquest. He didn't feel too bad about Marge. She always embarrassed him at bingo night, telling everyone that she was his wife. The old whore got what she deserved. He took one step down the carpeted stairs, his hips cracking. He tried to move the other leg, but his hip, caught in place, only buckled. Arnold crashed down the remaining 23 stairs, his head hitting all along the way, blood spurting like a feng shui fountain all over the yellow wallpaper. As he lay dying, he thought this was a fitting retribution. His Mr. Werther's dissolved as he lay dead. The end. There you go. A short Sextastic Tuesday story for November 30th, 2010, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. Can't forget to mention them. If you're looking for a pocket pussy, lingerie, adult movies, or a ball gag, AdamandEve.com has you covered. And because you are my freaky deekies, they've got an amazing offer for you. You can receive 50% off. That's 50, also known as half. Half off just about any item. So, you know, if you find a ball gag, for instance, maybe it's $30. I don't know. I don't know how much ball gags are going for. Like a standard ball gag. And are there really any other kind? Meaning, you can't get too fancy with the ball gag. It's, you know, just a ball and, you know, a strap, basically. But anyways, if you find a ball gag for, let's say, $30, you use coupon code FREAK. You just type in F-R-E-A-K as the promo code. Boom! The website doesn't make that noise when you enter the promo code, but you can do it in your head. Or you know, out loud. Just go BOOM! And you'll automatically see your savings. So that $30 ball gag is now a very reasonable $15. Plus, you're going to get free shipping. That's, again, for using that coupon code FREAK. 3 free adult DVDs and a special mystery gift. Again, find something you like, maybe a dildo, maybe a lingerie for your whore of a wife. Type in coupon code FREAK and you'll get 50% off, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. There you go, AdamandEve.com. Thank you very much, Adam and Eve. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. I wonder if that just pisses off Christian people. Naming an online sex store Adam and Eve. The Bible. Yes, if you are not yet members of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year, which is like getting 2 months free. Lifetime memberships are available if you'd like one of them. It's $200. All you have to do is just email me, show@distortedview.com, and I'll hook you up with all the information, how to become a lifetime member, and you won't have to worry about reoccurring charges. But yeah, you just go to superfreaksadra.com, you know, pick your monthly or yearly membership, you'll enter your PayPal information, and boom! Again, it doesn't make that noise. I really should set it up so it does. When you click subscribe, boom! Or better yet,
Boy pussy.
Someone subscribing to the Sideshow through a computer in the library or something.
Boy pussy.
What am I talking about? Oh yeah, sign up for the Sideshow. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and videocasts. Sign up right now. Today, I've got an extended show for you. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, the headline to this story is fantastic. Baby drinks methadone. It kind of sounds like a finalist in America's Funniest Home Videos. You know, at the end, the audience has to vote, and the host lists the three funniest videos. Baby drinks methadone. Yes, baby drinks methadone from a sippy cup, comma, dies. Oh. The story comes from, you guessed it, our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Why would you ever put methadone in a sippy cup? Authorities in Florida have arrested a woman after a 2-year-old boy drank methadone from a sippy cup and promptly died. Investigators say Masia Wright drank a lethal dose of methadone, which was allegedly left in the cup by the woman watching him. She was not doing a very good job. Dana Anderson, who is dating the child's father, has been charged with aggravated manslaughter. Police say she admitted to leaving methadone in the sippy cup, which was on top of a dresser in her bedroom. I have a feeling that relationship is going to suffer. You know, the child's father is going to have a hard time fucking the woman who killed the little baby. The child's father, Ernest Wright, said that this was a tragic accident. I just want everybody to know that it was an accident. She would never do nothing like that. Wright says the sippy cup was on the top of the dresser, which stands at least 4 feet tall. The toddler somehow got his hands on it. I know I keep asking this question, but why a sippy cup? Why a sippy cup? Yeah, she had it on the dresser, so while he was coming down the steps, he probably seen the cup right there, and he drunk it. Said Ernest. The amount of methadone in the cup was 4 times the recommended daily dose for an adult. I didn't realize methadone had a recommended daily allowance. And methadone is high in fiber. Keeps you regular. It's very healthy. Alright, the amount of methadone in the cup was 4 times the recommended daily dose for an adult. Anderson has several prior arrests. Some have to do with drugs. Wright says Anderson treated Masia, or whatever the hell her name is, Masia, as if he was one of her own children. There's a reason she doesn't have her own children. The state took them away from her. All right, she's being held on $1 million bail. So there you go. Second story we have for you today, it's a short one from Kansas City. A Kansas City man allegedly used a novel ploy to distract the victims he intended to rob. He enlisted the help of a female accomplice to show her tits, her breasts, to clerks working at a service station. It's a little distraction method. Then he pulled out what he said was a BB gun and demanded money. The clerks reported that an armed man took $500 in the November 2nd robbery. On Tuesday night, the same clerks called police when a man they identified as the robber entered the store. Police arrested LaRon Pearson, 21, of Kansas City. Prosecutors charged him today in Jackson County Circuit Court with first-degree robbery. According to the court documents, Pearson told detectives that he only got $20 in the robbery. What, did he pay the woman, like, $480 for her tit services? He said he did that because he was homeless and had no money for food. Why not steal a fucking Snickers bar, then? Go, you know, it's a lot easier than holding up a 7-Eleven. People just don't think anymore. All right, you know, they have burritos, in, you know, at 7-Elevens, slushies, whatever. You know, it's so easy to steal, you know, an item as opposed to, you know, using a BB gun and tits to take money. Final story we have for you today. It's another short one. Oh, we're going to get out of here early today. This one comes from Wisconsin. A northern Wisconsin man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Why, you ask? Well, He pushed his wife's head in a toilet and made her drown. All right. This all happened in 1999. I'm just now getting to the story. Like voicemails, I'm backed up with these new stories. No. Doug Plude was accused of poisoning 28-year-old Janelle Plude with migraine medication, drowning her in the toilet in their Land O'Lakes home. Isn't that in Florida? The 43-year-old pleaded guilty to first-degree reckless homicide as part of a plea deal this fall. Blute initially was convicted of first-degree intentional homicide in 2000. Yeah, if you fucking shove a bitch's head in a toilet and keep it down there so she's inhaling water, yeah, that's intentional. The conviction was overturned because an expert witness had exaggerated his credentials. Plude received credit for time served, so he'll serve a little more than 19 years. In court on Wednesday, Plude reasserted that his wife killed herself with prescription drugs and that he was sorry it happened. Now, she was all hopped up on the goofers, on the pills and everything. That's why she gave herself a fucking swirly. It makes perfect sense. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Wow. I feel like we have some time to kill. Let's play a little Bunny Crush audio!
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
Now listen. I will play this fucking audio whenever I want, and I don't care how many emails I get from pussies who can't handle it. Now here's the thing. I played the Bunny Crush thing, and I went through the whole audio. Like, I walked you through it, a year or two ago. And I can understand people being, you know, squeamish about that because it was very graphic. I was telling you all about her high heel and the fact that the, you know, whatever. Every step of the way. Now, some listener created this little mashup. It's been 2 years now. Let's all just fucking calm down. For new listeners, they didn't even know what the hell this was. It is really... It's horrible audio. But I don't need you guys emailing me, you know, threatening to cancel your side. Just cancel. If you don't like it, just cancel. I don't give a shit, okay? I don't give a fuck if you are too much of a pussy and can't handle it. There's a fast forward button. If you don't agree with it, you know, I'm not the bitch who stepped on the bunny, all right? And if you're trying to make some sort of statement... You know, I'm just trying to tell you, we're not going to take it, Tim. I don't care. Cancel. I will cancel it for you. You email me your PayPal address or whatever. I will cancel it for you and call you a cocksucking homo faggot Mary Fancy Pants. Okay? Enough! I don't want to hear any more emails. Just shut up. I don't want to hear if you're going to cancel. Just do it. My God. All right. It was one person who threatened... That just set me over the top. All right, now let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. After I play a few more seconds of this. Yeah, that's right. You take it. You listen to it. Yeah, it's horrible. Life is horrible. The world is horrible. Get used to it. It's not all sunshine and farts, my friends. No, no. It's pain and suffering. That's what I'm trying to show you here. I don't care. I really, if I never play the audio again, I don't care. If I play it tomorrow, I don't give a shit. Whatever. Sign up for the sideshow right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. All right, let's do a couple voicemails. Jesus. All right, a freak, speak to me, please.
You, Timothy, it's your unofficial nigger bitch calling.
Oh, my God. Racist.
And I was just wondering two things. One, how many people actually go to adamandeve.com and type in your little promo code and actually make them money? Because you must be like their secret little nasty cash cow that they don't like to talk about in person, but secretly they just love you because you roll in the dough. You must be like the retarded Palin son
of
sponsors.
I don't want to say you're right, but my listeners love sex toys, and therefore Adam and Eve has been very good to me.
Because one day you will make them a shit ton of money, but for now they don't like to mention you because you're gross and disgusting.
Right, of course.
The other thing I was wondering is, what the fuck are Benoit balls? They look like cheap anal beads because there's only two of them, and they almost resemble those Chinese hand massage balls that you buy from, like, flea markets.
Except they go in your pussy.
Just a thought, just curious.
Okay. Jigu. All right, well, thank you very much for that.
Yo, Timmy Henson, it's Jim, Lifetime Sideshow Freak
that a boy.
Here from Beantown.
Yeah.
You know, Beantown, the city that's made of farts. Anyway, a little techie question here. Wondering what other Sideshow Freak members are using on their iPhones to automatically gather episodes.
Yeah, this has been an ongoing discussion.
I connect my phone to my computer every day. And I
wonder why why fucking Apple just doesn't build it, you know, build in have a built-in like podcast thing, right, where you can just subscribe right from your phone. It's so stupid.
It would just automatically get episodes down to my phone without having to do that. And also, it'd be really cool if somebody developed an iPhone app for the Distorted View. That would be really cool.
Yeah, you know, I've gone back and forth because I'm not sure what I want the iPhone app to be able to do. You know, I mean, I could pay a developer to make it, and I've had some offers from freaks, you know, who have a little bit of a programming experience, and I've dabbled around with it a little bit. It's something I want to do. I don't know. I want to make it special, I guess, is the thing. And just having a stupid podcast player, I guess that would be good enough, right? Because that's kind of what everyone wants.
Yo, I just got to tell you, like, I'm straight, but I wouldn't mind my coworker, like, screaming.
What? He's straight.
Yo, man, I just got to tell you, like, I'm straight, but I wouldn't mind my coworker, like,
I don't know what the hell he was saying.
Oh. Hi, Tim.
That's not real. That can't be. First of all, that's time too great. You know, right? Like, right when you're supposed to leave the message is when she was able to puke. I'm assuming this is a girl.
It's your disgusting, filthy, slut, whore, freak, Carrie from Louisiana here.
Yes. I like her. Come on, honey. One more. Give us a nice big upchuck.
And I have a fucking flu.
Oh.
So I thought I would puke for you and the freaks on the show.
This is a good one. Sunshine and lollipops and na-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. I need to get that song. Anytime there's gonna be horrible audio, just really offensive. Just
it's very chunky and kind of a yellowish brown color.
Oh, the hell
and,
did you eat?
It tastes fucking awful.
I bet it did sound really good though.
Hey, Jimmy.
I have the best listeners in the world. They call me up to puke.
Hey, Jimmy Boo.
What a do.
So, go to work, get off the ferry, and there's a big recycling can that says, recycling, the ferry thing to do.
What?
So funny, because obviously we know that recycling is super homosexual.
Yes.
All right. Love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
The environment is gay.
Ew, this is underage listener Dan from Bismarck. I'm kind of loopy. I just got my wisdom teeth out today.
Is this real life?
I came home and all I had to look forward to was your podcast, which is incredible.
Oh, thank you.
I think you should keep doing it until.
I like to hear that. You know, when people threaten to cancel their memberships, I like to balance that out with some nice comments.
A geriatric fucking, you should be exterminated. But I'm turning 18 pretty soon here, and I am promising you that I will sign up for the side show.
Boy, there we go. We lost a member and we gained a member. It's all even Steven today.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Side show member Sweet Rectum here.
Hello.
I have a You Know You're a Freak moment. This is my first one, so I'm really excited. This month, the state fair was in town, and so me and a couple of friends went, and we went to see the elephants. They have a zoo there.
Okay.
And we went to see the elephants, and my friend like pointed at one of the elephants. He's like, "What is that? What is going on?" And I look over one of the elephants, and the fucking elephant has a prolapse. I swear to God.
Oh, awesome!
It was like just hanging out and all.
See, that would be an opportunity where you'd want to take a picture.
And, shit, and I just wanted to die. I was like, "Wow,
wonderful
I
album
know what
artwork!"
That is. You can explain it to them. That's how I know I was a freak.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Cheryl Murkowski's pet elephant.
Oh gosh, Tim! I just saw the best thing ever. A blind goatard going
what?
Through this huge crowd of people with stairs on either side. I almost got ran over. It was horrible.
You know, I was at Micro Center, the computer superstore, because I am a nerd, and there was a blind guy there. First of all, I don't know that many blind people that use computers, but, well, I guess you can, you know, with the speech and everything.
But that wasn't the funny thing. He was using one of those big long sticks, you know, where you know, he taps to each side of your feel, I guess, to see what, you know, what's around in front of him. And I, like, even with that stick, I couldn't figure out how the hell he knew shit was around him, because he was weaving in and out. Like, people were there. The stick doesn't tell you where people are, where racks are. He just knew. It was really weird. It was bizarre. I don't know if he, like, memorized the layout of the store, but, like, I don't know. It was really weird. I was just fascinated watching him.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo. This is Drew from Augusta, Georgia.
Hi, Drew.
I'm sitting in my auditorium of my school, surrounded by a bunch of fucking retards. You have no idea that you exist. You need to advertise.
Yes, well, I do have some exciting news. You know, it is Christmas time. It's Christmas time. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I'm going to be giving away some fantastic prizes. I just ordered one of them. And I would like to order 12 things. And have a, you know, like a 12 days of distortion type of giveaway. But, you know, see, I just think that's too easy when I do giveaways. I like to make you guys work for it. And I would like more listeners to my program. So if we could somehow incorporate getting new listeners into a contest, I would be more than happy to give away 12 exciting, awesome prizes. One of the prizes, I'll just tell you what I ordered, is remember I gave away that Chumby thing? Well, I got another one of those, but it's a different model or something. I don't know. It's black, but it runs the, you know, the Chumby stuff and apps and everything. It's very cool. So that'll be one of the things I'm going to be giving away. I would love to give away an iPad. I don't know if that's in the budget, considering I may have some sideshow cancellations coming my way because of a certain piece of audio that I played. So we'll see how much money I have to play with. And how much debt I would like to get into on with my credit cards. So, well, you know, in the coming days, I'll get that all ironed out. But yes, I will definitely have some Christmas presents for you guys.
Timmy.
So, a couple of sideshow freaks here in Florida want to know, when you go on a date, who pays?
When what goes on who? When I go on a date?
Timmy.
I am a lady! And I expect to be treated as a princess, right? No, I don't know. That is a weird thing, I guess. I don't know who pays on a date anymore. I have conflicting opinions because as a man, I feel weird when I don't pay. You know what I mean? Because that's what I, you know, you're supposed to. But it's very flattering when someone does offer to pay, because that means they will probably want to sleep with me. And that's one of the signs that I look for. You know, like, oh, if I'm getting a free meal out of this, chances are a BJ is only a stone's throw away. All right, I don't know. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website, voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, oh, God.
Chicken Tantrazini.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now, please. There's a void, a huge void where a couple of Sideshow memberships would fit in nicely. Plug this sinking ship, the holes. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yes, stay tuned for some extended content if you are Sideshow Freaks, and I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Stand still.
Reality, man, reality. I could see the center of the earth. Purple flame down there, the pilot light. All the way down. Purple flame down there, the pilot light. Pilot light of...
He's clean, Joe.
Creation,
except
reality.
For these.
Reality.
What's your name, son?
You can see my name if you look hard enough.
Come on now, what's your name?
Don't you know my name? My name's Blue Boy.